This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news for Tuesday, August 19th. County commissioners sent two proposals for planned unit developments back to the planning board last night. They cited the need for more information. The service tract will eventually bring more than 1,000 homes to Peacock Road near Tabor City if it's approved. The Coleman tract in Dothan would add another 190 homes to that area. Multiple residents spoke out against the development, citing concerns over traffic, increased taxes, infrastructure, stormwater, and flooding, as well as an historic cemetery on the service tract. Commissioner Ricky Bullard called for the vote to return the proposals. The board instructed County Manager Eddie Madden also to begin looking into a rewrite and replacement of the planned unit development ordinance. Wyville City Councilwoman Helen Holden was arrested Saturday night for driving while impaired. Holden allegedly failed to stop at a traffic light at Washington and Powell Street and was pulled over just before midnight. She posted bond and was released on Sunday morning. A motorcyclist from Spring Lake died Saturday after slamming into a car in Delco. William Washington, aged 50, was pronounced dead on the scene of the wreck. It was the seventh road death in the county this year. Southeastern Community College broke ground Monday on the new $22 million, 22,000 square foot transportation technology STEM building. Dr. Chris English of SCC said that the facility will support automotive systems and truck driver training programs. That's going to meet a really big need in the jobs community around here. It's also going to have a 5-acre paved driving area that will be able to be used by both the tractor-trailer school as well as law enforcement. Southeastern Community College's Cosmetology Salon and Spa will give free haircuts to students headed back to school this fall. Haircuts will be done between 9:30 and 3:30 on August 21st in B Building, Room 128. SCC's natural hair care class will provide free 2 to 6 inch braid feed-ins on August 20th and 21st from 6 until 8:30 p.m. Make sure you come with your hair already washed. If you're interested in a free haircut at SCC, call to book an appointment at 910-642-7554. Visitation for Landon Jacobs is tonight from 5 to 8 p.m. at Peacock Funeral Home in Wyville. The Rising East Columbus Jr. died in an early morning crash on Canal Cove Drive on the way to work Thursday morning. A funeral service will be held at 3 p.m. Wednesday at East Columbus High School Auditorium. The Columbus County NAACP will host a presentation and listening session on flood preparedness Thursday. Partners include the West Wyville Initiative, Southern Coalition for Social Justice, Blueprint North Carolina, and the North Carolina Conservation Network. Refreshments will be provided. Registration by RSVP is required. It's going to be from 6 until 8 p.m. on Thursday at St. Mark AME's Zion Church on Virgil Street in Wyville. Call 919-323-3380, extension 142 to RSVP. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver.